Welcome to yet another edition of Working Together on Radio Miraya. This is a weekly program focusing on work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, including humanitarian actors in South Sudan. We explore how they collaborate with the local people in providing services to the community. The program helps us to understand the issues affecting communities and offer solutions to those issues and the way forward. Don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Radio Miraya, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Miraya. I am Regina Gorley.
Working together. Working together. Miraya's weekly program on humanitarian work. Working together makes people better.
Welcome back, listener. Working Together program right now, and today we are discussing about the activities of Young Positive South Sudan. Would like to share their experiences and activities. The group also endeavor to provide an exciting opportunity to raise awareness about the challenges faced by young people living positive with the virus, HIV or other virus, and to highlight on the efforts being done by government and partners like the joint UN United Nations program on HIV and AIDS to support them. And this group, having them here, they are the one advocating or getting to the communities about carrying awareness and how people who are living with the virus can live positively and also avoid the stigma. You know, this is a virus that anyone can get at any time. So they get to the communities and sensitize people. So in the studio, I have Patricia Modong, a program officer, Young Positive South Sudan, and we also have Grace Oba, Program Assistant, Young Positive South Sudan. They are the officers working there, and they get to the communities. So my guests, you're very most welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I can start with Patricia. You are the program officer for this group or this organization. So open for us about the Young Positive South Sudan. What is it and when was it formed?
Thank you, Regina. So Young Positive South Sudan was first started in 2019. And its main objective was to reach out to young people living with HIV, both those who are living with HIV and those who are affected by HIV. And the goal for the organization was to bring these people together, to connect, to empower them, to be able to advocate for them. We know that in South Sudan we have issue where young people are always left out. We know there is much done regarding HIV in general in South Sudan, but young people as a category have been left out. And so this organization was formed to see that young people who are affected and living with the virus are heard in both the state level and national level, and they are advocated for so that they can get the services that they need.
Yes, sure. Thank you so much. Exactly. And this is what is needed, because people really in the community, all of us, we need to know or hear or being sensitized or being told they do and not to do this, you can do this, and also so that we be aware of those negative things. So thank you so much for that, and we can still continue with our discussion. We want to see about you already mentioned the vision and the objectives. So how much have you reached the community about this sensitization?
Yes, so we know that these people, the young people living with HIV, are having challenges. For instance, they have stigma. They face a lot of stigma and discrimination. And because of that, they are unable to reach health services that they require. And they are also going through a lot mentally, because HIV is seen as sort of like a death sentence in South Sudan. So you find somebody has an issue of self-acceptance. People living with HIV, they have that. And so it makes it even worse for young people, because of generally how, in our context, how they are perceived. You know, normally when somebody reach out and say, okay, I got the virus, the first thing somebody thinks for as a young person is it's through sex.
They forget the other ways.
Yes, as you said. And there are so many ways where somebody can contract this disease. And so it makes it even harder for a young person to accept that I do have it and how do I begin to interact with others and join. So some of the activities we do are psychosocial support. We gather them in one place and they talk about their stories, they talk about their experiences. You know, there's power in storytelling. The moment you find out that you are not alone, going through something.
Lived for more than years even.
So then you become, you know, empowered. The second thing is involving them in outreach activities. We know that there's a slogan that that is said, you know, by these organizations that are working with HIV. There's nothing for us without us. So by, you know, encouraging them to take lead, we give them positions to take lead and be able to reach out to their fellow peers. It makes it even a lot easier for them to reach to those where we could not reach because they understand the struggle.
So before you we go further, I would want to ask, when you gather people, maybe you know that the people you are bringing, some of them are positive, what is the first reaction they give you when you come to them and you said, you know what, we have come here to sensitize about this? Yet the person will say that, yes, you are coming to sensitize us, but you don't know how I feel. How does it
Yes, it is a challenge because, as I said, nothing for us without us. You know, and to be honest, somebody who in this field, if you're negative to per se, you know, it is not easy for you to really understand what the somebody who's positive is going through. You cannot even be in their shoes. But it makes it a lot easier if you involve people like them to reach out to them because
you're talking more.
Because what you see is that they will open up more. But then also, we do not say that we are completely excluding negative, that you cannot reach them. You can. The way and the how is what is important. You know, how you present yourself without stigma, without I feel like in our interactions as young positive in the community, we haven't really gotten a challenge where somebody start telling you, oh, you're reaching out to me, are you positive?
They can't
Because they are also afraid.
And we need to interact.
Yes, and the mission of Young Positive is to ensure that they are interact. In our network, we also have negative people. The goal is negative and positive interact. And remove that air of like isolation. You can connect and nothing will happen.
Okay, thank you so much. You have explained this. Let me get to Grace, who is the program assistant. You also work with her and you go together to the community. So, Grace, how does this program aims to promote and enhance the support to these people living with the virus in the communities?
Yes, the program always, they support, like, those ones who are living with HIV through like giving them empowerment. They are supposed to be empowered because there are those who really have nothing, but when they are given that courage, then they come out they come out and they can manage to support themselves. So also the other thing is they also has to be like given the ways how they can change life, like awareness and also education.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, they are supposed to be given awareness that you are not the only person who is having the virus, but there are many, there are thousands that are living with with the virus. You're still having life, you still have hope, you can study, and also you become somebody in future.
So how do you approach, sometimes you are all young and you're approaching maybe some parents or people who are older than you and already carrying the virus. So when they talk, they start saying, maybe they can say, you are still young, you don't know what I'm doing, or I'm being in my family right now, you know, I don't have any business so that I can support myself and my family. How do you go about it? Patricia, you can add, then later Grace can add.
Yes, so how do we reach them? So yes, we understand because we are reaching young people, we have to go through the parents at times. Mm. And so with the guardians, it's just to be open and transparent. We ensure we tell you we are here and we want to help your child. And for the guardian, we don't leave them. Sometimes we are in situations where you go to a family, for example, and you find maybe the guardian is also having issues. Yeah. Maybe she is not also getting the medication. She's positive and she's not also having access. Mm. We don't leave it there. We ensure to refer. Mm. So we collect the statistics and go and refer to those who are dealing with adults. Mm. Because the goal here is, you know, the mother. I will not also leave out the father, mm. but mostly, like, when we're looking at these young children, mm. babies who are under mother care, if you want these kids to be on treatment, you have to go through the mother. Mm. If the mother is adhering to the treatment well, then definitely she will follow up for her child. Mm. So if you leave the guardian out, then how do you expect the child to be on treatment? Mm. So we don't leave them mm. out. We ensure to refer them. There are organizations like NEPU, who are dealing with HIV and they're dealing with the general population. Mm. So those people, if they're linked, they can will know better to assist the, mm. the adults. But we are dealing with young people from the ages of, mm. you know, from 0 to around 25.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I wanted to say, you have explained very well. So let us look at this situation where maybe the parents is the one who was having the virus, and then you find that when the mother was having maybe pregnant with the kid, she did not follow the right procedure so that this child could be born negative. So such people, have you ever gone to the community and found out maybe what percentage or any research whether there are many people who are born when the parents are the one having, or there are many of them found themselves with it? Yeah.
Thank you. And that is a very good question, Regina. You see, actually, statistics say in South Sudan, the majority of why children are getting this virus is because of lack of adherence from the mother. What we are seeing is most parents, let's just say the mothers, they are not giving birth in hospital. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, in hospital, we have all these services. Mm. If they go to ANC, antenatal care, they can be able to be tested and they are known, and then they are put on treatment so that the child is not... Yeah, it's not affected. But if you're in that community, if give birth to the community, then it become hard. So this is one of the reasons that actually why children are having this kind of situation. The second thing is our context. We have the culture where women are afraid to speak. Mm. And the thing is, you know, we are a patriarchal society in nature. And when you look at that, is that, you know, when you are, like, for example, I'll put myself as an example. Mm. I am married, for instance, and I go to ANC and I'm tested and I'm found out I'm positive. Mm. Then I have to go back and tell
my
husband.
So you're the first going to break up the news.
Yes.
The man is there at home. You never know who was having it, right?
Mm. And you go and the person, automatically what will happen, Regina? They'll say, you brought it.
Because you're done for me.
Yes, and no, the man is not willing to go and get tested.
So that both of them could be tested together.
See, exactly. And sometimes this man might end up getting married to another woman, and this is how the cycle continues. Well, for me here, as Grace put it, then I'm left, I'm thrown out of the house with my children. Mm. I'm left with nothing to fend for myself. And at the end of it all, then what happens, you see?
And he moves ahead without even testing whether this person has brought the message, but is he a carrier or he's not? Yeah. He did not test. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because men have poor health-seeking behavior. Mm. That's what is in the research.
Grace, you want to add something?
Yeah.
And can we be able to speak a little Arabic? Or we can go with the English.
Oh,
Arabic that juba besidefe.
Can ita lugo be ayande ashan kan shunu body later dawa. Asanjena can be your way do jena bikun sunu.
And now they can no kala say amola hamia lejena.
Aye. My dad de give the hamia lejena. But jamana little be your way do, manatu jena de bikun safe. Bikun safe. Can Jenna desert be breastfeed? Ma be legal. Ladi can ille wasulu jamana sunun can fit. Yeah, it's about the rogue. I shall surely Jenna de Kilmal go lakin al mushkela. Ketir nas ma birak fi msheshwa. Yal biwele dufi bet. Uma ma der kalam to msheshwa. Ashan abu ama buwe di gurus gita. Shunu sunu. Kalam ma biram msheshwa.
Gale malta gija. Ay. Masali gija.
Ay. So umon ma biru du zede. Laki ruwa fi msheshwa kani ya asa. Ya kanta gainu population ketir. Yal. Gwele du mawele du bayande. De ya mushkela asa.
Umu ni situ gale, rafu musesu wa dema besi kalama alita ayande. Zatuta ninde, ita ayin finas bijara fi late, fi jama ta delivery utarakunja na dema gini kwesa sana magido rafu musesu wa.
Aye. De ya kuru bijibu complication de. Ya, kan umu bi follow the steps, then umu mabi kunbe other issues like this. Asa de fi ketirali, they are living with the HIV because nas uma ola abu ma baruf kan ma baruf besu mo jakala dali jena de indi tarakun
jama tani itagain ana asma kitir kaman bija ligomin jena bija uma kanja amuli testing tarakun wa indi
haja
okay yala biga Grace kaman takam back the jidilina experience take alita giwag manasi young positive the experience take sunu tabak the share manna
okay kama experience asana na bista kalbe yang positive na si yang positive ba mul hayat ketir le yala bi indi virus indi sunu perus de umon mosel umon bishilu yani fi jaman umon bishilu yale fi trainings umon body trainings le yale ashan bikun be knowledge itar kan fi if kana rufita galita yan tabamu lu business ma bakideru di later ma bakideru bonse gala madara fi malta pelan
de ma kosa san be midwe dina
se begin me later so na si young positive can be trained monja shilu yal dem on train liquid soap ana maru binadi sabun sunu sabun moyo ay monja molu training lomon ya asa kalas ketir indi nole yide baki de ramolo da business kan ita ma baki de resta kal fishai lakin ta baki de ramol sabun zat kama ni mon dere su yani keta
ta fi haja tana li be involve ita baki de ramolo
ay ye keta ta always umon kama jali mu yale asa de nole yide ya beside ay
ay kama no kweli to quest de
ay de la le ta gomash de umon kama na limu asa de kulu sunu nole jali nasi yang positive kani ya
mongi kia tu bekutu goto njua hina ya be rap magumas kani frasto ya beke tu tamam
beke tu tamam bitala zede
yala o easy to wash
easy to wash o ya lean zede kano best cotton zede
okay
so nasi yang positive kani beside for haja zede ya shua ya tabayinu ya de shua back there biga salakun mafi haja salakun mafi haja lakin ita indi nole jide ita back there sala grush beshit tabamul business alusaid ita
okay. Thank you so much and thank you for those explanations and there later my guest my callers if you have any question you'd want to ask my guest in the studio you can call us on 09 2968 6297 and 09 1206 2950 the other number is 09 1206 2079 you can be live and ask my guest in the studio and of course we are discussing about a young positive South Sudan they are working it is an organization or a group of people who work with the people who are living positively with the virus and they get into the community sensitizing them how they can interact or they can live positive with the virus and also be able to live long or even do business and run his family positively without any harm and they are telling us how they get to the communities and of course let's go for this short break and when we come back you can then give us your call those who are calling us stay tuned Regina Gorle and my guest in the studio
Saga. smart girl be? Dalila na bagin fi misa. Inti ya umu smart girl be? Dalila na bagin fi misa.
Baby, never shy. Don't leave the area, baby, till I come. Stay in the area, don't leave the area. Yourself in the area, I'm spying the area.
Inti ya umu smart girl be. Dalila na bagin fi misa.
Welcome back, listener. You are tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gorla, and with my guest here in the studio, taking us through this discussion of Young Positive South Sudan. This is a group of young people who are working directly with the young people who are living positively with the virus, and they get to the communities, sensitizing them how they can live positive, and even educating, even if the mothers that they found around who are the guardians of these children, they should go and also go and take their medicines, or those who are not tested should go and be tested. So in the studio I have Grace Oba, a program assistant, Young Positive South Sudan, and we have Patricia Modon, a program as program officer, Young Positive South Sudan. These are the people who go to the communities as they work directly with that group of young people who are living positive. So if you have any question you'd want to ask them, I can see someone online. Hello, Radio Mirror. Hello, welcome.
Yeah.
Your name and where you are calling from, we are not getting you clearly. You as if you are calling from far. Very far, your sound comes very far.
Okay.
I think you have a problem with your network because we could hear you from far distance. Yes, and if you have any question you'd want to ask my guest about these young people who are working in the communities directly with the people who are living positively with the HIV virus or other viruses, and they also tell them how they can be able to, you know, live positively, interact. It's normal. Do business. Do everything. You are normal like any other person in the communities. And nowadays, even HIV people are not fearing. You see that many people are dying with the cancer, hepatitis, plus other sicknesses. So why fear about HIV? And some of them, as you said, statistics show many are born with parents who are the one having the virus, and then when they test, they were found with the virus. So is it their fault? No. And they have to move on and do businesses. Let me see someone online. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello, welcome. Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program. Isn't talking we know it again, do you mean? He still has a problem with the network. Please, our numbers, let me remind our callers, because we have many numbers. Maybe this number has a poor network. So 0929686297 and 0912062950 and 0912062079. You can ask my guest if you have any question. Let me pick this other line. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
I have a question. So how can we recognize the person who have HIV for persecution?
Your name first.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Bon. I'm from
Ben?
From Juba.
Ben?
Yeah.
From Juba. So you're asking them, how can they recognize somebody having the virus?
Yeah.
That's your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is my question.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for that question. Hello, Radio Mira. Okay, I wanted to pick another caller so that they can answer together, because your question is saying how can they recognize somebody with the virus. So, hello, Radio Mirai.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is Kwadeng Kwadeng from Western Barangizan.
Quote, welcome.
Yeah, I greet you and your guests in the studio.
Yes, they're listening
to you. Thank you, Kwadeng.
Yeah. In the first place, I would like to celebrate this day because it is the first time to me to reach Mariah.
Ah, thank you. Welcome.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Thank you very much. Yeah, my question is to the guests in the studio.
Mm.
Yeah, the program is actually very excited, but my question is goes like this. I don't know for those who are far, because it seems like it is now the program is in Juba. What about other states?
Okay, they will answer you whether they are in the states or they start with Juba or they have branches, they will answer you. Quote, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So you can answer quote, and then you can answer the other person who was asking about how do you recognize someone yes, with yes. the virus. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you, Regina. So I'll start with the quote, the question about how far are we.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as I had put earlier, we are a network, okay? So in terms of the network, we are in currently in four states.
Mm.
We have a network in Ye, we have network in Juba, we have network in Torit, and I think we have network in Malakal, okay, and Yambio.
Okay, so you have those networks.
Yeah, those are the networks.
Okay.
But as any other organization, okay, previously we were really strong. In all those states, we had activities.
Mm.
But, you know, of course, we are having challenge with all organizations in South Sudan where the funding that is given is not long-term.
Mm.
You get short-term funding. And so with that, that means what you had started, you know, at the end of it all, you cannot finish or see the impact.
Mm.
And this is what most organizations are currently lobbying with the donors. Like, why can't you give us more money so that we can see the impact? Give us funding for 5 years, 4 years.
Mm.
So that is at that. But we also, our dream as Young Positive is to reach everyone in South Sudan, because we acknowledge that young people are not only in Juba, and not only in those states I've mentioned. We have a lot of states in Juba that people might benefit from this. And so this is what we are working on, and hopefully soon we'll be able to reach everywhere. And then as of the how you can tell someone has the virus, I cannot look at you
and say that.
Yeah, this one. You know, long time ago, people would be like, those thin ones, you're so thin.
So you must be kind.
Yeah, this one has it, you know. But the thing is, the only way for you to know you have the virus is going to the hospital. And I'll tell you why. You see, people fear HIV because there used to be a lot of association with it because of how you look. You know, the pictures people used to see, somebody's eyes are out.
Mm. But now people are growing because they take the virus.
I mean, the medication.
You eat well. You cannot tell.
You cannot tell. And the virus itself, which I feel even in our sensitization, this is what we tell people.
Mm.
The virus goes to your cells, okay, in the body.
Mm.
What it does is weaken your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
For those who might not really know this biology, immune system are the soldiers in your body.
Mm.
I'll give an example. Sometimes when we have flu, this common cold, sometimes you will not take medicine, but after 4 days, 5 days, you feel better.
Mm.
There is these soldiers in your body that fight it out.
Mm.
So what this HIV virus is, it goes and weakens these soldiers in your body. And when it weakens, you do not die of HIV.
Mm.
What comes to your body is the malaria, the TB.
Which you find your body weak, then they are the one enter.
They enter in your body and there is no soldier to fight it.
Mm.
So now there are a lot.
Mm.
And you end up, you know, getting affected and becoming small and whatever, and then you know people are necessarily fearing something that is really not.
But any other sickness can make you small and
Yeah, that is the point. When you see somebody they are rearing and it's like she has the virus, everybody wants to relate it to HIV. But what HIV has done is actually weakened the body, so that all these other infections can enter and there's nothing to fight it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, she has explained to you, you cannot just see someone and you can be able to point that this person has, unless maybe he's tested and he show you the certificate, or you interacted with him and say, you know what, I'm living positively with the virus. That's when you the person now will be down to tell you, but looking with your naked eye, they have told you, and we have all known that you cannot point to somebody, because there are right now some people who have accepted themselves and they are living positive with the virus and they are taking the medication. They are even just as healthy as any other person. Let me take another caller. Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yes. Hello? Yes, we are listening to you. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Marconi from Ul.
Marconi? Marconi?
Marconi, yeah.
Oh, Marconi, welcome.
Yeah. My greeting was to people in the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm happy today that my call has been received from you guys.
You go straight to your question. It seems like your network is not good, and soon we are going to... You're going to be off the way I see. Okay. Just ask your question.
No, I have no question.
You have no question? You appreciate the program?
I have no question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take this caller. Hello, Roger Miraya. Hello.
Yes, Miraya.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Call me Galwa, all the way from Akoba, Jumlese.
Galwa, welcome.
Yes, I would like to welcome the guest in the studio.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I would like to ask a question. I go direct to the question, right?
Yes, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. Now that HIV is a deadly disease, the whole world, and is almost affecting the immune system. And we have what we call CD4. Mm. What does CD4 mean, and what is it? Function in the body, number one. Number two, I got another question. Yeah, number two, can a child born to a mother of HIV positive be a positive? Or that's the two questions I would like to put.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, yeah. Gadluak. Thank you.
Thank you, Gadluak. Yeah, so to the first question, you're asking about CD4. So the science is this. CD4, we have T cells called CD4 cells in the body. These CD4 cells are part of the white blood cells that are responsible for protecting the body against infections. They fight any virus, any bacteria. And if that fails, this is where medication come in. When you take malaria tablets, they go to help these CD4 cells to fight the virus out. So now what happens is when these CD4 cells, when the virus comes in, the HIV virus into the body, they attach themselves into the CD4 cells and they replicate, meaning they multiply too much. So when they attach and multiply too much, yes, at first initially your body will try to fight it, but you know that when you are many soldiers, and
they can overpower us.
So it overpowers. And why are we saying people should go for medication? So when you have HIV and this is happening in your body, the medication that you're given, the ARVs to say, they are supposed to go in the body and reduce the multiplication of this virus to the extent where now your body can even fight. And when you go for test, the PCR, where they test everything. Yeah. When you go to test in the hospital, the level can go up to zero. Where you find these people are tested and their card is saying
negative.
This is the goal. Because when somebody is at that level, they cannot give to their partner. And this is why medication is important. But with the medication, you have to take it as the doctor prescribed. If it is every day at 8, you have to take it every day at 8.
So is that what sometimes doctors or other people say, now the person ended up as a carrier? they say?
No.
Or it's different?
It's different. Mm. For a carrier, there are people who are special. Me and Grace, we are different in body. Same to you, Regina. We are all different in our bodies. And there are people who are special in the sense that when they are they'll not be infected. They'll be a carrier of the disease. What happened is maybe they sleep with someone who is HIV, or how they got it, maybe through a razor blade or whatever. Yeah. The HIV virus enter in their system, but it will not affect them. They will carry the virus. You know, like how mosquito has that parasite that so gives us malaria.
Where others can be sick, they not get it. While others can.
So they carry it. And with this carrier, they can still transmit, but nothing affect them.
Good, thank you so much. And the other question, he was saying when a child is born from a mother who has the virus, can this child be positive or negative? This is what the other
I want to say something.
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
come in this.
Thank you so much. This one, the one from mother to child. If the mother was HIV positive and then she was not taking drugs, she will produce the child positive. The reason being because she was not been taking the drugs. So there, the virus will just go.
To the child.
Yeah, to the child. But when the mother is positive, but taking the ARBs,
following the
antenatal cares, taking the ARBs on time, once when the doctor prescribe at 8, you're supposed every 8 p.m. you're supposed to take the drug. Okay, don't adjust, take like to 9, another day to 10.
I can take this.
Yes, no, that one cannot come. When the doctor said at 8, when it's at 9, you're supposed to take at 9. So that when the time for delivering comes, the child will be what? Negative. Though the mother is positive, but
will not have got the virus.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller. Hello, Radio Miran. Hello. Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hello, Regina.
Yes, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm okay. That's the Anthony from Morgan.
Anthony, welcome.
Yeah. Actually, this disease has started quite a long time ago. There are rumors that in the Western world, now they have a medicine which can cure. I'm just wondering, is it true? I wanted to our guests to clarify this to us.
They can clarify, but remember that they're just a community rich youth, so they cannot be able to tell you if at all that medicine is there. But let them answer what they have been interacting in the communities, or maybe with the officials or doctors who may have told them some information. So you wanted to ask another question?
Yeah. Another question is that sometimes when you are taking this medicine, the HIV AIDS will go and hide in the brain. But when you stop the medicine, then it will come back. I don't know whether
it hides in the brain.
In the brain, yes.
Okay.
Either you in the hear, brain, if it is a man,
you hear from someone. You heard from somebody.
Yeah, this is the from somebody.
Okay,
so
they will answer.
I wanted to whether it is true.
Let them answer if the trainings they got, whether that information is like that also. Thank you so much. Thank you, okay. Anthony. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll answer the first question of him asking about, is there treatment that can take the virus out? Unfortunately, there isn't any treatment as of now, because scientists are still working on it. If there was a treatment, many people now would already have gotten. But you know, there have been progress. And by progress, I mean this. Currently, in some South Africa now, okay? South Africa, they have reached a point where people are not taking tablets. You see, like ARVs, they are not taking tablets. There's an option for injecting, okay? You get an injection once and then after 6 months you get another injection. So to avoid the issue of, you know, stigma is high in Africa more than other countries. People don't really whatever. So there's that.
The next thing.
So and then for the HIV goes to the brain. Well, these are the myths and misconception in the community that we get, and this is not only.
You also had it.
I had it, and many more. You know, but the thing is, the HIV, as I explained, doesn't go to the brain. What happens is, if you don't take medication, it continues to replicate in your body. So when you take medication, the level reduce. And this is why there is this what we call viral load.
Yes.
Where they go and look at the
The levels
of the virus stages, in the body.
Yeah.
Yes. So it doesn't go to your brain.
In 1 minute, what could be a final remark? Our time is up. So that we get to Grace. No. Do you have any final remark, or we can go to Grace?
Yes, I'll be great.
Okay. And your final remark as well. Yeah, time is running.
Okay. I just want to have some is it one addition?
Yeah.
This
in 1 minute.
Yeah, these people who say that the HIV, when it's suppressed, it goes to the brain or testicles. That one is misconception. But sometimes the doctor says that when you follow your drugs well, sometimes it will just go to the to the joints. Yeah, it will not be in the blood, but in the joints. But when you left the drug, then it will start also coming out. But suppose when you are taking the drug, it has suppressed, it should be like that. You continue like taking like that. Even though you marry a negative person, you can stay because you're taking the drug.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming to explain to us about your activities, the Young Positive South Sudan activities, and getting to the community. And I hope our listeners have been following us and they have benefited from this program, and hope to have you another time where these people are asking you a lot of questions so that you can also sensitize them here. So in the studio, I had Patricia Modong, Program Officer, Young Positive South Sudan, and we also had Grace Oba, Program Assistant, Young Positive South Sudan. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming to our studios.